You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Marr. Santa Barbara's Old Spanish Days, or Fiesta, is underway through Sunday. Now in its 95th year, the annual festival is a celebration of Santa Barbara's history and cultural heritage. Sidewalk vending is common at Fiesta, and a new law protects people who sell wares on the street without a permit. But as KCBX's Tyler Pratt reports, it doesn't apply to everyone.
At last year's Fiesta, confetti egg vendors were the target of a sweep by state tax authorities. Tax officials said the sellers needed permits and to pay taxes. Santa Barbara police rose to the vendors' defense. Here's Anthony Wagner with the Santa Barbara Police Department.
Some members of the community were alarmed because they weren't aware of the type of enforcement that was happening.
The tax authorities backed down, and not long after, SB 946 was signed into state law. It's the Safe Sidewalk Vending Act. It's meant to help regulate sidewalk vending, protect vendors from getting citations, and help educate sellers on how to get the right kinds of permits. But since Fiesta is a special event,
we work in conjunction with the Public Health Department to ensure that illegal food vendors don't potentially hurt portions of the community with foodborne illnesses.
Provisions of SB 946 allow local authorities to determine time, place, and manner of street vending during special events, particularly when it comes to public health and safety concerns. Wagner says this will apply to hot dog and fruit vendors at Fiesta.
It's quite possible that we would accommodate telling someone to leave. They didn't leave, they would maybe be susceptible to some level of enforcement.
The state law says that's a fine. Wagner adds he expects enforcement to be limited to areas with the heaviest foot traffic, in this case, Santa Barbara's State Street. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.